Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that? Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
I was in a good mood, saw some good football, right?
Yeah.
Got to enjoy my weekend of sports.
Okay.
And then you show me this before the show and ruin it.
What are you talking about? I haven't sent you anything.
Who sent it? Marcos?
No, I didn't send anything.
What are you talking about? The Panthers thing I sent you?
Yeah.
Why would that bother you?
Oh, so you did send something. Liar!
It just doesn't make... I guess I was caught off, but why would it bother him?
Look on it.
Well, I know why I sent it to you, but why would that bother you?
Because it just like I'm a person that kind of cherishes the little small things that can make you better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Simple things. Things that have absolutely nothing to do with money, have nothing to do with fame. Just the little things that build stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's annoying. It's annoying.
I didn't think your reaction was going to be like this. I liked it.
Of all the different things going on in the world, that the one thing you mm-hmm. can control gets put out there.
Oh, all right. I really didn't think you were going to have that reaction to it. I thought you were going to like it. I thought it was a little hat tip. I liked it.
Just annoying.
Okay.
Like, it's been 5 years.
Okay. I really didn't think you were going to be this annoyed to it. I thought it was going to be a happy reaction to it.
Here's what I would say.
Way to ruin his weekend in one second.
My bad. I didn't think this was going to ruin his weekend.
That's typical.
Major incidents don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the simple things that we overlook that just drive me crazy as far as all the different rules that we have and all the different things we got to sign and all the different and payola this and this and that and whatever.
That's not us. That has nothing to do with this.
I don't care. I just want it right.
That's not our rules. Like this is
No. But I'm saying, I know it's corporate. I'm just saying.
It's not corporate either. It's not corporate. It's the Panthers.
The Panthers put that out.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Well, then why? What?
You think somebody is going to call them and let them know?
No, I don't want to. That was my point.
All right. I'm just annoyed by stuff like that.
Straight. Well, let me get this straight. You thought when I sent you that, you thought we tweeted that out?
No.
Yes, you did. You definitely did.
No, no, no,
you
100%. No, no.
Just, you thought
no, you definitely
so,
did.
No, no, no,
you
no,
definitely
no.
did.
You
That's the so. Only reason you would be upset.
No, I didn't. Mm. I really didn't. Mm. I'm just saying Mm-mm. that we should have made sure that crap was right.
Well, it's not our social media team. Mm.
Okay.
Well, how come we can control what somebody else tweets out?
No, you can do that.
What?
Leroy's right. We should have probably vetted it a little bit better.
We are the flagship station.
Well, not tonight.
Oh.
7:90 the ticket is.
Oh, really?
Huh. Because the heat are on tonight.
Oh.
So they don't do overruns. Wait,
7:90 so I did all that, and maybe that's why they did it, because it's tonight.
It is tonight. Mm. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but they don't want to put...
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a vintage logo, which is why I liked it.
Huh. Okay.
$7.90 the cat
logo.
Yeah,
I do like that logo. That logo means something to me.
Yeah.
That logo means something to me, dude.
Mm. All right.
Anyway, let's get to headlines.
We're worried about stuff like that, and somebody just said, "Thank God for running water in Virginia." I'm like, we got to get our priority. I got to get my priorities straight. I'm happy everybody's got running water, and I still. Let's hope for the best out there on the West Coast. Yikes.
Well, let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. As Leroy said, football happened this weekend. We had the wild card round. And yesterday, you had a nice, fun game. The Commanders beat the Buccaneers 23-20 via doink in field goal.
Yep.
Wow. That was crazy.
And was it the drive before? The I want to say Tampa Bay had a doink out.
Brutal. They had Baker with
and
a bad.
And you could hear, why is that thing so loud?
Boom. Maybe they mic it.
Boom.
My always favorite is when you go to a Heat game, they have the rim mic too hot, and you could just hear them swear under the rim. That's an F and N one. Shocking thing is when it's Duncan Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't fit, right?
So the Commanders, they move on. Eagles, that was not a good game. That was an ass kicking.
No, yeah.
That was an ass kicking. I know the Packers are very banged up, but the Eagles took it to them yesterday.
Well,
that AJ Brown was reading on the sidelines.
And Saquon Barkley said, "Nah, I don't need to score. You get
showed
it.
Class."
Yeah, showed class.
I would have scored that touchdown.
Needed that anytime touchdown, Saquon. I'd appreciate it if next time you ran it.
This is the problem with gambling.
What are we? He would have been up by three scores. It would have been totally fine.
Oh, it would have been totally fine. He just showed. He's just like, it's unnecessary.
Class. How dare?
Can I just say this? I think when you go up to the 1 yard line and stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes that's more in your face than if you'd have just scored.
You see, Saquon showboating.
If you're a defense, and a guy goes to the one and takes a knee,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, wow, like insult to injury. He could have scored, but he didn't.
Definitely.
Like, yeah. I get why.
Maybe he was just tired. Well, how much? There was still like 40 yards left. He definitely would have scored.
No, he definitely would have scored for sure. And it would have looked even better on the stat sheet. You know, you were already like humble when you gave Eric Dickerson his record. Fine, you can have it. I'll take the week off. We get it, dude. You're humble. I needed
it. Well, he also did it in 16 games.
For sure. I mean, and it's a better feat, of course, but. I needed the anytime touchdown. That's really what
so
I
just for your game.
I really just needed the
just for your game.
That's really what I wanted.
The only games that I was really wrong on, I thought Denver would keep it close and Buffalo beat the brakes off of them.
Yep.
And they scored the first drive and never scored again. Like just nothing at the end. I thought that Tampa would beat
Washington,
and Jaden Daniels was really, really good.
Clutch as he's been all year.
Really huh?
Clutch as he's been all year.
Yeah. And so that one caught me off guard. All the other ones I would say were pretty chalky. I mean,
the Texans
lower seed to win was Washington?
Yes.
The Texans one, that was another one. Let me correct myself.
The Texans kicked the snot, and the Chargers and Justin Herbert played really bad.
Well, listen, Not for nothing. It happens, right? Like, the worst thing in the world is have your worst game of the year at that moment, and you could say to, you know, the pressure or whatever, that seems to be the going thing that everybody goes with, but I would just say sports is not perfect, and you just hope that your worst moments don't come at the biggest moments, right?
What's a more frustrating stat to you, Frog Boy, as a Dolphins fan? More frustrating stat from Hal Habib of the Palm Beach Post, that the Dolphins' last playoff win came before the Houston Texans existed, and the Texans now have 6 playoff wins in their existence.
Yeah.
Or from David Verones, just that the Texans have 2 playoff wins since the Dolphins traded them Laremy Tunsil.
I think they both hurt. Let's start with that. But I think
they both hit in a deep place, right? I would go with
what about the whole
6 wins since their existence?
Exactly. I think that's bad.
The whole haven't existed thing.
Listen, that's not the last couple of years, yeah, right? The Dolphins have had coaching changes. You know, you could say, you know, quarterback. All right. Recent stuff. But we talk about since their existence.
Yeah.
That means that the last time you won a playoff game, they weren't even in the league.
Six times they've done it?
6 times.
Wow.
Anyway, we got one of the guys that has one of those playoff wins. And, well, you can have him back.
Crazy.
Deshaun Watson.
Shmeetha says the Texans have more playoff wins in their existence than the Cowboys. 6-4. Yeah. Now, is it like, does it make you feel like they're...
And listen, hey, that softens the blow a little bit. That softens the blow. They got more wins than the Cowboys.
Yeah. It's not zero, though.
And then the Cowboys could say, at least we got four.
Yeah, it's not zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
But still, they like, and put us in that division. Put the Dolphins in that division. Like, come on. You got into the league with a soft landing.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have Tom Brady, that's for sure. I mean, the best QB. I mean, they had a little Peyton Manning.
A little bit of Peyton Manning.
By the way, debating Manning and that not the same as Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. I love the Peyton Manning. That's a great commercial. Debating, you try to do the bit too much.
Debate. But especially when it's like high school kids, right? They just argue. I know I am, but William, I know you are, but what am I? Like, that's what it's going to resort to.
6 playoff wins in their existence. The Dolphins have had 0.
So what were your, by the way.
Yep.
That second game. Got me a $10 pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
talking that heat?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't feel like going get nothing. You know, I would, listen, soon as I got home, it was like 1:30. I took a shower, got in, reclined. I was in my spot. I even put the cooler next to the couch. That's how much I was not moving. And then after the first game, the second game started, and I'm thinking, oh, there's another game tonight. I said, all right. Let me order some pizza. Meat lovers. Well done. I said, oh, wait. Did he play last night? I think they did.
Sure
Let
did.
Me punch a code and see what's up.
Yeah.
$10.
It was good.
It's good for the delivery guy. Because I just paid him full price and then give him the tip.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, we'll get into it. 15 minutes of heat is next. 15 minutes of heat for your ass right here on 560 WQAM. Miami Heat victorious on Saturday night, 119-98 over the Portland Trail Blazers. Joe Cronin had to drink that in from his dumbass seat as he saw, oh my God, these guys I didn't trade for. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero.
Wait. Hey. I don't know if you should be telling this story because you were the, you were a hook, line, and sinker. All
I don't think there's anybody who should tell this story more than me. Mm. Why should I?
You
why should
did
I?
It.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay.
That's the point. This idiot sat there and he had DeAndre Ayton not playing.
Yep.
Rob Williams III not playing. I don't even know where Malcolm Brogdon is. Is he in the NBA?
So my question to you is this. If he's a fool, wouldn't you be a fool too for wanting to get rid of him?
No. Why would I be a fool?
He's just a fool for not wanting to take him.
He's a fool for not even picking up the phone.
Okay.
He's a fool for not even picking up the phone. And by the way, Jimmy, you should be mad at him too. If Dame was here, maybe you would have gotten that money on. I don't know. But the point is, Jovic, dude. Incredible. This kid is so good.
Is he like a 0.5? Or are we going to call him a 0.4?
He's anything he wants to be. Anything he wants to be. And he's out there hitting threes, driving to the hoop, throwing alley-oops to Khalil Ware. Monster. Tyler Hero, onions, dude. Big time three after big time three. And this Joe Cronin had to sit there drinking it in. And let's just take a little look at his beloved Scoot Henderson. Nobody's better than Scoot. 3 points.
Come on, dude. Come on.
3 points.
This is the guy.
Nobody. What is he averaging?
Nobody's better than Scoot.
Nobody's better than
Scoot.
He can't be averaging 20, right?
Nobody's
They're
better
terrible.
Than Scoot. He's averaging 10.9 points per game.
Yeah. Like, really?
Ran Dame out of town for him.
That's what I'm saying. You could have just kept Dame.
Ran him out of town because nobody's better than Scoot. Great job, Joe Cronin. You idiot. Heat hold another opponent down to under 100 points. And have won three straight for the third time this year, three over for the first time this year.
19 or 20 and 17?
They're 20 and 17.
20 and 17. Okay.
They got the Clippers tonight. There was a lot of questions. Was this going to be postponed? Who knows? Game will go on as scheduled. 10:30 is your tip-off tonight from that new dome that they have, which is supposedly awesome. The new Steve Ballmer Dome, whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, I've heard great things, but who cares about the Clippers?
Well, Kawhi, I think, should be back today because I think he's away from the team from personal leave because of family and the fires and all that.
Ah.
And I do believe he's back tonight. He's only played 2 games for him this year. But they should have Kawhi. We got Fat Bum. Norman Powell's having a good season. Heat are 6.5-point underdogs tonight to the Clippers.
Wow. Jeez, 6.5-point underdogs. Are they that good?
I mean, they got the same record as the Heat. I mean, people look at the West as better than the East, but...
Really? So, I'm going to give you the top, what I would consider, as of right now, I'm going to just throw what I think are the top 4 or 5 teams. You got Cleveland, the Celtics. How are the Knicks doing?
Knicks are third.
Knicks and
Magic
fourth. Pacers?
They're a half game.
Well, the only reason why I'm not including the Magic, I don't know who the hell's playing.
Bencaro just came back for them.
But
the Indiana Pacers.
I give those 5 teams.
The Pacers are playing.
Right,
the Pacers are playing good basketball. The Bucks have kind of fallen off after they got things together.
Right.
And then the Heat have the same record as the Bucks.
I didn't include the Bucks. So think about that. I didn't include the Bucks, so I gave you 5 teams. Now let's go out west. We'll go
OKC.
OKC,
who's thumping everybody,
right? Yeah, except Cleveland.
They beat Cleveland, didn't they?
No.
Oh, they lost to Cleveland. Oh, they killed the Knicks the next game.
They killed the Knicks.
Yeah.
So you got OKC,
Houston,
and. Houston, another young running gun team. So the West has been flipped upside down a little bit because you don't have the normal, you know, Denver, Golden State, you know, those teams leading the charge.
Mostly Golden State. Yeah, Denver's not as good as they probably were their championship year, but they're fourth right now.
They're so good.
Dallas, yeah, who's been dealing with injuries too, they're fifth. The Lakers are sixth right now. They have they're 20-16. The Heat got them coming up. So like
the West isn't better.
Okay.
No, I don't think the West is not better than the East. If we had a tournament with the top five,
I think if you looked at the team, five. Well, I guess what probably people go for that is like if you look at the teams that are probably like playing and below, like right now the Heat, which is the same record as the sixth seed, but everybody below them is Detroit, who's a lot better than people thought. Atlanta, we've seen, they're pretty athletic. They're fine. Nobody really believes in Chicago. They're under 500. If you look under the playoff rankings of there, be Clippers, Timberwolves. I mean, they got Ant. You know, Kings have been playing a lot better.
Right.
And then everybody's favorite team, the Suns, who, I mean, are 500. And then Golden State's
under. No, I got you. No, I get what the argument that people would have about the West is the players.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument I have about the East is the teams. Right? Like, the teams are just better.
I think they're pretty close. I think it's pretty close.
If right now, if I had to say, is the NBA champion coming out of the East or the West? Say the East, right?
I mean, I still would say Boston's probably the perennial favorite. Then I would say OKC.
OKC. Now, that would be a hell of a series because... Geez, SGA looks like a tarantula, and he doesn't. He shoots unorthodox, but he gets the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, but either way, the Heat are 6.5-point dogs, and also you got to remember that that's a Clippers team that really has been pretty decent. They haven't had Kawhi, and they're getting Kawhi back tonight, so that's probably why they're such a heavy favorite. Okay. But comments afterwards from your Miami Heat. As we are now 3-2 in the Jimmy Butler suspension, two more games to go, which means we are staring the barrel down of a Friday night return, I guess.
We got Clippers and Lakers.
Clippers and Lakers.
Ooh, you know, the Lakers got their own version of Duncan.
Who can
Reeves.
That? Oh, yeah. I think Reeves is more like a redneck hero.
Yeah!
Wow,
a little bit taller too. He's a little bit taller too,
where
right?
Is he from even
Reeves? I don't think he's much taller. He's 6'5", so no, he's the same height.
They're about the same. Okay,
same height. But what? You have a problem with that? He's from
Wichita State. Okay, yeah, Oklahoma soon. Yeah,
I thought he was from Arkansas.
It says he was Oklahoma,
but no, that's a college he went to. Well, yeah, isn't he from Arkansas?
I'll take your word for it. So far, those two lead me to believe that he may have a little redneck in him. So I'll take your word for it.
Hmm.
First, I was.
He's from Newark, Arkansas.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow. Oof. Hey, can I just say, Arkansas is right above Louisiana. I have never stepped foot in Arkansas.
Do you want to know the population of Newark, Arkansas?
13.
Just the Reeves family.
And they're all related.
1,178.
Damn. He won two state titles in Arkansas.
Well.
Our own lovable intangible, Tyler Hero, he's been lighting the world on fire. He had 32.
Yeah.
He's been all year. All year. You know what? That's your score. That's your guy. If you leave him alone, he'll get you 25 a night. That's what this team needs, right? This team needs a 25-point guy that I know I can count on. I know I can count on these 25.
He's been incredible. He's been incredible. Yep. And he poured in 32 more this past one, 7 from downtown. Portland made a little run-ski. They got to 7 in the fourth quarter, and Tyler, hit a big three that put the Heat back up 10, and that was kind of all she wrote after that.
I'm telling you, the Heat could go 5 intangibles and hold their own. They would need a center. They don't have
Love's not getting any run now. I don't think. No. But.
Boy, they could do that one for 2 minutes.
The intangibles.
They could do all intangibles for 2 minutes.
The intangibles have been strong. The intangibles have been strong. But this is this was Tyler Hero after the game.
Tinker, what it is. This is what he had to say.
Oh, here we go.
Just rallying around each other, making it about the guys that are here now, the guys that are in this locker room, and we got enough, so that's all that matters.
Ooh.
Hey. Interesting.
Topes, normally.
Why would they do that?
Normally, I would say you're always looking into something.
Just rallying around each other, making it about the guys that are here now, the guys that are in this locker room, and we got enough, so that's all that matters.
Now, I will say that is sports talk. We have enough. We got to go with the guys.
That's a Spoism.
That's Spo.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The situation makes you look at those same comments. Because he would have gave the same comments if somebody was injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was injured and out for a couple of weeks, you would have been like, However, that's not the situation we're in right now. So my question to you is, you see the team coming together. You hear what some of them are saying. And I'm going to tell you like this. A lot of what you hear comes from the meeting that you have with your coach, right? So the coach will kind of, Belichick was awesome at this, right? He would, during the week, put the narrative out there and we would just kind of regurgitate that and it kind of give you a free pass without having to answer, you know, questions like you know, to get yourself in trouble. Right. So, but if he's saying that and the organization is saying that, which that's what you would say, right? You want to just keep it moving, you want to grow, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What happens on Friday?
I don't know.
Because that, you're 3-2, you're in a groove, right? Here's the thing that nobody knows. What's Jimmy going to be when he gets back? You said you got to start him.
Here was Haywood Highsmith afterwards. He said, quote, this was to Eric and John, everybody's buying in, the vibes are great, and everybody's locked in. The team chemistry off the court is amazing as well. And he had come off a game where he had poured in 4 3-pointers and 5 steals. He was awesome.
Wonder why everyone's mentioning.
And then this was from Eric Spoelstra afterwards.
Here's the lead message.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other people are A and B. But this is the message. And I promise you it's going to be something along the same lines.
He was asked about Tyler Hero. I kind of infer something pretty great about Tyler Hero. But then listen to the end of it as well with old Spo.
Yeah, in a lot of instances this year, he's reminded me of another player. I'm not going to say you have to figure that out, but, you know, his movement off the ball and the skill level, the passing, the handling, the scoring at all three levels, the ignitability, the flair for the moment, in opposing arenas, all of those things. That was a nice play, but I also liked the one where it went to Nico, and Nico did the exact same thing to Tyler going the other way and threw a right-hand hook pass, you know, for the three there. Everybody's starting to develop a nice chemistry, you know, particularly just on this road trip. Hopefully we can just build on that.
Wow.
You thought he was talking about Steph, Leroy?
Yeah.
What do you think, Toby? Do you think he was talking about Steph?
No.
The player that shall not be named? I thought he was talking about Wade.
Yeah. No, every time he does that move, it's Wade.
It's Wade, right?
Wade didn't play off the ball like that.
LeBron
was here.
But he wasn't a spot-up shooter.
It doesn't matter, though. Like, you can play off the ball by cutting and things like that.
Okay, I got you.
Man.
So
the chemistry talk.
I guess I got thrown up by the 6'5" and 6'3" pointers.
Yeah, that wasn't Wade's
game.
You know
what I mean?
That's true.
That wasn't Wade's
game.
But Wade was also tremendous at getting to the free throw line. Tyler's okay at getting to the free throw line. Like,
right.
However,
because he's making threes.
I think he means just the flair for the dramatic is what his bigger point was.
So,
listen, we're all like Bill Nye the Science Guy here. We're just talking chemistry.
No, we're talking.
A lot of chemistry talk, dude.
So again, it's Monday now.
Mm-hmm.
They have 2 more games.
Yep.
What if they come off this road trip 5-2 come back home.
Could be 5-1. It's a six-game trip. Six-game trip.
Oh, they'd be 5-1?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's 2-2 since.
Because they lost that stupid Utah game at home.
Yeah. 3-2 since Jimmy's been out.
Yeah, but 3-1 on the trip.
Okay, 3-1 on the trip. So say if they come back 5-1, right? And then Jimmy comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, dude.
Come on, you're in the trenches, baby.
I don't have anything for you.
I don't have anything for you.
The whole word is they're telling everybody, hey, be prepared. He's gonna come back, but I don't know because there's no trade for him. Like the guy only wants if the guy wanted to go somewhere else, would they like he left here saying, I got to get my joy back. Can you do it here? No. The first word reports were trade me anywhere, which turned out to be bull bleep because he only wants to go to one team, and it's a team that gives him an extension. That team has a player who can decide whether or not he wants to be traded. That guy doesn't seem like he wants to be traded. Plus, if he did want to be traded, the team that he would be traded to doesn't want him back. So then you got to find a third team that he would be agreeable to be traded to, and that's really hard to find. So I don't know. I don't know what they do. Jimmy seems to be stuck, and the team is playing. Jaime has been playing incredible on this road trip.
Right.
Nico, I mean, my God, so good. Now, I don't think that's going to disrupt too much because Nico's going to come off the bench, but certainly for Jaime, you know, Jaime, it's not, I think, a coincidence that his best games have been with Jimmy out. So
trying to make it work now, could it?
But the big thing is, how could the big thing with Jimmy is, like, even if he did double super secret promise, how can you trust him?
Right.
How can you trust him? How can you trust him? I don't know. I don't know. Is this one of those things that has to be like a team plane vote on the way home?
I mean, he usually rides on his own plane.
No, I'm talking about like just everybody. Like they decide on the trip home from Los Angeles, yay or nay. Mm-hmm.
What if you bench him?
It could be a conversation that the players and the organization have to have. Like, what do you want to do here? This is not about what you feel about Jimmy. This is about us winning games. And what do you do? Because if Jimmy comes back and is fine, then no problem.
Great.
Right? But if Jimmy comes back and does what he did before he left, now you're impacting two or three other players.
Of course.
Guys who were in a flow mm-hmm. that now have to sit back and watch you play. So it's a tough situation in that you could always take Jimmy for his word, and because of the beginning of this year and what happened before he was suspended, now we are just unsure of how to feel about what he says or what the Heat said. The Heat could be saying that just so, you know, keep everything status quo.
Yeah, that's been the Heat's move the entire time. Is like, what do we say that just is like, hey, don't think you're going to rattle us. So you tell the people who want to trade, like, right. Hey, we're prepared to bring him back. But right. Is he prepared to play? We don't know. I mean, he's been working out. He's been working out with Coach Octavio De La Grana back at the facility. Spo wouldn't say anything about this. Like, he was asked by Ira this weekend about those, and he goes, those are between me and Coach O. I'm not going to give you guys anything. Basically,
right.
So
it's just a terrible spot to be in, because basically you build franchises and you build teams based on as much information that you could possibly know and see through a player's actions, through his play, through his development, and what have you. Right. And so that's how you build a team. And you have an idea of what everybody on the floor can do. Now you're in a situation where you've seen a lot of your young players start to grow and start to get comfortable in a role. And you got a guy who said he don't want to be here, but then he did say it, and then he said he's going to ball. And then as an organization, how do you handle the uncertainty when you really don't, you've never had this in your organization?
It's a look. It's definitely a weird scenario. It's definitely a weird scenario, and I really don't know. I just feel bad. I think that the coaching staff can handle it. I think Spo can handle it, but I do feel bad for the players because I don't think the players.
They just start getting their runs. Yeah. Some of these guys just started getting some consistent minutes.
I know that Nikola Jovic is one of those guys. He loves Jimmy Butler. Like, we know that that's a guy that he has a lot of love for, but this is also his time. This is his moment. I feel like this is one of his time to shine right now.
Even Tyler plays a little different. Right?
Yeah. I think if he felt like he was going to get a whole Jimmy Butler back, I think if the entire team felt like they were going to get a Jimmy Butler who was engaged, I think they'd be okay with it. But you just don't know, because the Jimmy Butler's got to be looking at this like, I come back on Friday, I got 3 weeks to get out of here.
Right.
You know, but at that point, if you feel like he's pulling it again, then you just bench him, I guess. I don't know what the read on that is.
I'm saying, if I'm Pat Riley, do I have to make a decision based on if or what I think? Because say if you even think it, do you bench him to start?
So just sit him there on the bench getting paid.
I have no idea, but keep in mind, these are two strong-willed guys, right?
James says the Heat dealt with this with Dion Waiters. Yeah, they did, but Dion Waiters dealt with it with Dion Waiters when Jimmy came here. And by the way, they did have games where they started running out of bodies and they were still not playing James Johnson and Dion Waiters. It got to a point where I think legitimately they had to play them because they ran out of guys. And then that was almost at a point where Spo will do that, but those guys weren't the best players anymore because Jimmy was on the team. It was Jimmy Bam, Goran. You know, this one is one of those where it's you have these guys, and yeah, they're all Tyler and Bam, they're credentialed and whatnot, but you have these young guys that you want to kind of lean into. And the Heat are probably got to be in their mindset of what are we deciding the season is going to be? Do we feel like even without Jimmy that, we want to get this to the fullest? Because they're not far out of this thing by any means. We told you how cluttered the East is.
And if these guys keep developing and playing like this, now you're going to have a guy go to from 25 minutes to 10 minutes for 3 weeks. Are you damaging the long term to satisfy or even not even satisfy in hopes of satisfying short term?
Shreve says vets on the team decide if Jimmy starts. Simple. So is that Bam, Tyler, Duncan, Kevin Love, Haywood Highsmith.
Ooh.
Yeah. But
majority rules, or has to be unanimous like a jury?
Ooh.
I would say this. I wouldn't put the players in that position. If I'm the organization, I go chit-chat with them. If I'm Pat Riley, I go chit-chat with them anonymously. Right. But I don't do it that way so that what ends up happening is, you voted no. Right.
Right.
And so I would kind of do it that way. And I would kind of say, and if you're Pat Riley, you got enough cachet to say the decision has been made to do this.
I think Pat Riley just strolls up to Big Face Coffee this week. That would be funny. Can I get a scone? Here's Spo this week on what he's heard about the Jimmy workouts.
Have you heard anything back from Octavio as far as how things are going with him staying behind and doing that work?
What are you saying? No, I'm not going to give you anything. Of course I've talked to him. I'm very close to Coach O.
And you guys, you always talk about when players stay behind, you check in and you talk to them. So I'm just kind of
talked to him, but that's between me and Coach O. With all due respect.
No, it's not.
Hit him with the all due respect.
All you had to say was mind your business. Stay in your lane. Right? That's the same thing.
Why do you have to hit Ira with all due respect?
Hey, when you hit him with all due respect, strap in. We're coming for a bumpy landing because here it comes.
Take a break. An old friend returns next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
DeAndre Ayton!
Oh, man. Let's get to the road to repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at... Lower that music there, probably. Celsius!
Yeah!
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of...
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Cosmic
vibe. You can't go wrong with a cosmic vibe or galaxy vibe.
You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. The Panthers lose on Saturday afternoon in overtime. Crazy ass game. The Panthers, they pull Bob, 2 minutes left, down a goal, and who is able to chip it in with 1.8 left? Floats it over Swayman in the craziest goal you see. Because let me tell you something. We got Swayman this past first Saturday. That dude was stopping everything. So it took basically a moon puck to get over his shoulder to tie things with just under two left. But he did it.
Barkov, can he win his 15th faceoff of the game? He does. Right to Tkachuk. Here on the near side. Tkachuk, bottom of the circle. Looking for a lane. Far side. A shot. And Reinhardt denied there by Swayman. Kept alive. Barkov to Schmidt at the line. Looks to Reinhardt. Clean up front. Batted at. And Swayman to save the rebound. They score! They score! They've tied the game! Out in front of with Sam Reinhardt. The Panthers have tied the game at three.
Oh. Wow.
A lot of action there.
Hey.
It took three attempts.
Dude, it was crazy. And they almost, like, they I think it was Pasu who hit a net, like, nearly got the empty netter. It hit the post, bangs out. So they get one more crack at it, and it goes to OT. Unfortunately, Sam Bennett goes old chicken wing, high stick. I'm like, oh, dude. So the Panthers
four
are
on three?
A little 4-on-3 action, Leroy.
Oh, my goodness. The ice looks empty, doesn't it?
And Pasta shoots it. Rhino had his stick out, deflects off of Rhino's stick over Bobrovsky for the loss.
Reinhardt under some pressure. He's got control of the puck. Looks to fling it up the boards into traffic. Now recovers. Kept in by Lorai as Reinhardt tried to clear. Lorai with 10 seconds to go in overtime. Lindholm. Lorai at the line. 5 seconds. Lorai. Pasternak puts it down toward the net. Deflected. They score. Pasternak was trying to pass. That one took a wild deflection out front. And the Bruins have won it in overtime by a 4-3 final score.
Knuckle puck right over Bob. Like, he was like, Bob didn't see it. He, first of all, was shielded. And the second of all, it came from friendly fire. He's just like, what just happened? The goalie's just like completely clueless. They're like, wait, what just happened? What happened? Anyway, good for you, Boston. You finally beat the Panthers. But we still got a point that we had no business getting.
Yeah!
Swayman, you know, we put like 100 shots on him. And, you know.
Sometimes he Swaymans.
He did. He swaymed us. You know, good for the Bruins. They got rid of that Montgomery. They're finally able to beat the Cats. Mm-hmm. Although it was, you know,
not a true.
And plus Rhino and Benny, like, what are you guys doing in overtime? Anyway, here's Paul Maurice after the game. This is what the head coach had to say on the Cats.
Well, I don't know the end result, except we came out to play a certain way, and I think we did that really start to finish. I mean, we had the chances in the third, the flurry there, the breakaways. That's a function of us opening up the game, but we didn't do it anywhere else. And it was good. We played well. I mean, I don't know, we're over 100 in the shot attempts, so we'll always try to find something we want to get a little better at. Maybe just our net front positioning, and we'll see if we can create a few more rebounds or sticks to, you know, get a stick on a puck. It's not a loose game where you had, I don't know, you know, 48 chances. We had a bunch, though, and we were pretty diligent on what we gave up. Our speed was good coming off. You know, even though it's two, it's still a bit of a flight home, but I we were not flat. We were good tonight.
Panthers will be back at it tonight, Leroy. 7 o'clock against the Flyers on the road.
You know what? He is the only person... And that is the only sport where you can give a post-game interview like that and Yeah, man, that was just hockey. That's just as long as you keep your energy. Like, it's the only sport you can do that in.
It was hockey, dude. It was. It was a straight hockey. And Dennis is already repealing Bennett's extension. Don't do that to Benny yet. I understand, but, you know.
Listen, I mean, 4-on-3.
It was basically four. It was almost 4-on-2 because Reinhardt forgot what team he was on for a second. He's giving the puck up to the Bruins and then deflecting in for Pasta. Like, Jesus. But how can I get mad at you? You won us a Stanley Cup. How can I get mad at you, Rhino? Come here.
Oh, no, you find a way.
Come here. Let me
you,
get
you
over.
You are the wishiest, washiest.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's
oh,
not
my fair. Goodness.
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Nope, that's okay. Not true. I don't sign up for that.
Okay.
7 o'clock is your puck drop tonight from Philly, and of course you could hear that
they
on 790
from
the
Edmonton
Cat.
To Philly, isn't Edmonton on the west side?
Hmm.
Or is it up north?
Where do you have them in Edmonton, dude? They haven't been in Edmonton for like weeks.
No, where did they play last night?
They were home against the Bruins.
What? Why am I thinking they were in Edmonton?
The other boss.
And I know Swayman's the Boston goalie, too.
Yeah. Edmonton's got that Skinner. His hair. Anyway. Back at it tonight. Cats will try and bounce back. We'll take a break. Out with Tua! Redemption? Back after this.